Here with Caroline McMartin, standout for the Central Track and Field and Cross Country programs and former member of the Pella Cross Country and Track and Field squads. And catching up, where are they now? Caroline, just two fantastic seasons this last year. What can you say about the years as a whole between the two sports and how you feel like they went?
Honestly, for me, I'm not sure I could have asked for anything better. It was a lot of fun. Just seeing personal growth and team growth. That was really a rewarding thing. And then to be able to compete at the national level and do really well this year. Last year, I feel like I left with a little bit of maybe frustration and motivation. And I feel like this year I kind of capitalized on that and was able to finish strong.
And, you know, going back to the cross country season, I know it's been a minute since the cross country season took place, but, you know, you had a lot of success there. And I know you were telling me that one of your teammates maybe wasn't there that you kind of looked to as a push. But overall, when you look back at cross country and the things you're able to accomplish it at that level, before getting into the track and field side of things, where, again, it was another fantastic season, you know, how did you find that motivation without that teammate there to push you a little bit?
I think just I formulated some personal goals that I had. And even though Megan wasn't there, like our team has grown a lot in other ways. So I felt like I still had a really good support system, even maybe without one person. And Coach Dunham was really good about doing workouts. And sometimes I would do it with the guys or like things like that. He would really encourage our whole team to do stuff together, which I think helped kind of push me still. But yeah, just kind of having those goals where I knew I wanted to be, because although it is a team sport, there's a big individual part of cross country. Because you gotta motivate yourself the whole way while you're running. So I think just, yeah, knowing where I wanted to end up and where I believed I could be was a big motivation for me.
Well, when you talk about the individual nature of the sport, obviously it's considered a team sport because you've got multiple athletes, but when you're out there, it's you versus basically everyone else, and you obviously want to come out on top in those races, and both cross country and track and field. How does that play a role? Because I know, like, with, you know, more of your team-centric sports, like football, basketball, those types of things, you know, you could have maybe an off night and somebody else could pick up that slack, but in track and field or cross country, that's not the case. How do you kind of go about mentally preparing for that challenge?
I think this year, another big thing that I tried to improve on was, like, the mental side of the sport. So like learning about like self-talk and things like that. So like in the race when I'm feeling tired, just telling myself like, it's okay, you'll be fine. Just trying to stay as calm as I can. And I also think too, just believing in myself and believing in my team. I think that was really important, and our conference is really strong. So like a lot of the races, I would know other girls from like Wartburg or Simpson or other teams that I could kind of gauge myself and be like, oh, I know I can run with them. And then they can kind of pull me along in that way too.
And then you followed up cross country with a fantastic track season. We got to hit on that. And you got to run with your younger sister. Before we get into the successes, I'm sure that was an exciting time for you guys to be able to run together and just experience her first year of college. I'm sure it was helpful for her that she had big sister on campus here to kind of help her through that. What was this year like having your sister on campus for the first time?
It was really fun. I was secretly hoping she would come to Central all along, even when she was making her decision. So I'm really happy she did. But it was always fun to like be on the same team in high school and stuff. But obviously, my senior year, COVID kind of shut that down. So we only got 1 year together in high school. So now we get 2 years here in college, which is really exciting. But it is fun. Like during the sprinting events, like I got to know her and her friends and the other sprinter teammates a lot better too. So like being able to cheer for them and watching them improve was really special for me this year.
That sounds like a pretty special time.
And, yeah.
And obviously adding to that was the success. I believe it was 5, 6, 7 times you either broke or reset a school record in the track and field season. You go to the nationals, get to compete a couple of times at nationals, and obviously just a great deal of success. What did it mean to be able to represent, you know, Central College, the Pella community at the national meet, and also have all the success that you found with those records?
It means a lot. Obviously, Pella is really special to me growing up here basically my whole life. So to be able to represent that on a bigger stage is really something that meant a lot to me this season. But also in indoor, we brought a relay to nationals. So that was really fun to like have four of us get that experience all together. And that was really cool. Like watching everybody do so good after each leg, we're like, oh my gosh, we're doing this. Like we're actually up here. Cause we were coming in like 10th and we finished 5th. So that was really something I was really happy about. And it was just fun to do that with those girls. And hopefully it can kind of motivate everyone else on our team. But yeah, even with the records and everything else, like I think it just shows that like confidence and believing in yourself and just knowing where you want to end up and working towards those goals can really do a lot.
And obviously, Pella alum, they've had a great deal of success both in track and field and cross country here in recent years. And how do you feel like your time running with the Pella Dutch has helped you with your time running with the Central Dutch here?
I think it really just set me up to have a good college career. The coaches are amazing. They really just make it a fun environment, so like you continue to love the sport. So I haven't really felt any sort of burnout or anything like that, which some people do experience. So I think I owe a lot to them for kind of pushing me in that direction and encouraging me through my whole running career. And they just cultivate such a good environment and team atmosphere. So like hopefully I can bring that same sort of leadership and teamwork towards my central team.
And unfortunately, we're running low on time here, but real quickly, I got to ask, what are some of the goals that you have for next season, knowing that you're coming off of a pretty successful cross-country and track and field season here in 2023?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just want to keep building off of it and hopefully place higher in all three seasons at Nationals. I'd love to go back to Nationals and, yeah, all three of those and hopefully do better and bring some teammates along with me.